From the center of the universe, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, this is the SDM Show with your host, Rob Cairns. The SDM Show focuses on business, life, productivity, digital marketing, WordPress, and more. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink, and enjoy the show. Here is Rob.
Hey, everybody. Rob Cairns here. I'm the founder, CEO, and chief creator of Amazing Ideas of Stunning Digital Marketing. In today's podcast, I share with you how I built my customer portal, the software stack in behind the customer portal, and how it all came about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this solo episode. This episode of the SDM Show is sponsored by Stunning Digital Marketing, the agency to handle all your WordPress website security needs. Go on over to stunningdigitalmarketing.com and find out how we can help you secure your website so you no longer have an issue with backups, being hacked, or your website being compromised. That's stunningdigitalmarketing.com. Hey, everybody, Rob here again. In today's podcast, I wanted to talk about something that I just finished recently for my business, and that was creating a customer portal. Now, some of you might stand there and say, wait, didn't you have one? And actually, I did. For a number of years, I used a hacked version of Google Classroom. And it got to the point where it was just getting really hard to maintain. And frankly, I wanted to bring it all back into WordPress. So I did. So kind of the stack for my customer portal generally was WordPress, obviously, with Cadence and Cadence Blocks. Those of you who have listened to this podcast or follow me on social media or follow my business know I'm all in with Cadence and Cadence Blocks. And besides Cadence, I went with Restrict Content Pro, another stellar WP product. And the reason why I went with Restrict Content Pro, frankly, it's easy to customize and it's really easy to set up the user roles. The contact form on the site is WF Forms. A shout out to Mark Westgard, my good friend. And the security on the site is a combination of iTheme Security and Backup Buddy and Patch Stack. And that's kind of how I managed set up the customer portal. What kind of things do I keep on the portal? First off, generally for requests for help, clients email me directly. So I'm now putting all the response to those after I send them an email back saying it's been done into the portal so they can find everything quickly. I keep all their contracts, all their invoices. Anytime you're on a website security plan, when I've done updates, any abnormalities and things like that. It makes it really easy for the client to find stuff quickly and efficiently instead of having to go through all their emails time in and time again. So I've put that all in the portal. The hardest part with this project actually wasn't even building the portal. It was just moving the data from Google Classroom to the portal. And frankly, it was a long, drawn out, time-consuming manual process. But at the end of the day, I think it's better for my customers. So if it's better for them, for me, it's worth it. Because why am I here? To help and serve those customers, to make their life easier. And that's my job. So that's a little bit about why I created a customer portal and how. Rob Cairns, CEO, founder, and chief creator of Amazing Ideas at Stunning Digital Marketing, talking about how I created a customer portal. Have a great day. Bye for now.
This episode of the SDM Show is sponsored by Stunning Digital Marketing, the agency to handle all your WordPress website security needs. Go on over to stunningdigitalmarketing.com and find out how we can help you secure your website so you no longer have an issue with backups, being hacked, or your website being compromised. That's stunningdigitalmarketing.com.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the SDM Show.
The STM Show is brought to you by Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing. For more information about Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing, go to stunningdigitalmarketing.info. From here, you can connect to us on social media, go to our website, and even go to the podcast to subscribe. This podcast is dedicated to my late father, Bruce Cairns. Dad, I miss you very much. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. Make your business succeed.